Yes, Friday morning from JMI Wealth. Andrew Callagher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Number stayed where we thought it would, but Adrian Orr's commentary was interesting. Does he go up? Does he go down? What does he do?
Yeah, there is all that. Hey, now, but just going back to the old Trump thing, Harleys. You see, they're going to take the Harleys offshore.
Well, here's my problem with the Harley, because I don't know what he was expecting. They're already offshore. They've got a number of plants. They've got a plant in Australia, got a plant in Brazil, plant in India, plant in Thailand. So if you suddenly make it hard to do business in America and you've got options offshore, what else are you supposed to do?
Yeah, he's grumpy about it, though, because he did the big photo shoot with them early in the year, didn't he? Anyway, let's talk about the official cash rate. Let's talk about Adrian Orr. So always going to stay at 1.75%, but we've got the new governor, relatively new mandate, including employment. So what were the key points that came out of it? Yep, repeated the statement the OCR could go up or down as necessary. The view of the economy remains intact, same view they had at the May monetary policy statement. Inflation is below the 2% inflation midpoint, and employment is around, in their words, around a sustainable level, so support of monetary policy is appropriate. There's a slight hint of concern, Mike, around global growth, referencing the impact of trade tensions. They did also point out that recent weaker than expected GDP outcome. It said it indicates there's slightly more spare capacity in the local economy, and they'll keep monetary policy expansionary. Now, on balance, Mike, I think if you pushed me up on this and said, well, was it more dovish or was it more hawkish? I think it leans to the dovish side. It's a very subtle nuance, though. They didn't talk or enter into any debate about the confidence surveys, Michael, though I do have to admit that I happened to be in the vicinity of a TV yesterday. I was in the Koru Club in Tauranga, and they were playing cruel, unusual punishment for the Koru Club guests. They were playing Parliament loud with the sound on, and they were debating growth in Parliament yesterday, debating the confidence surveys. Anyway, the OCR stays at 1.75 for quite some time, late 2019, possibly longer, possibly lower rates as well. Where we have seen the outcome, Mike, the New Zealand dollar this morning against the US dollar, 0.6757. It's the lowest it's been since, I think, the middle of 2016. Our monetary policy moving in a different direction from the States, and we're seeing the outcome with a weaker New Zealand dollar.
Now, talk to me about batteries. So the other day in America, Tesla crashes, and the five people come and they put it out, and then they put it onto the tow truck, then it reignites. Then they put it out again, and then they take it back to the yard, and it reignites again. And it's this damn battery.
Yeah, well, the batteries. I was going to talk about electric vehicles this morning, Mike, and I was going to try not to talk about Tesla. But anyway, I want to talk about the batteries, okay? Because should a wave of EVs appear as expected, battery disposal and this redundancy becomes a far bigger problem than it currently is. Because when you stick these batteries into the electric vehicles, they don't last forever in the cars. The thing is, though, Mike, is once your EV battery is no longer functioning properly, it's still got quite a lot of life left in it. Apparently, a considerable length of time, 7 to 10 years worth of battery life, but not enough to power your vehicle. So what happens? Well, this is going to be a big problem. Bloomberg data suggests current stockpiles around 55,000 of these units. By 2025, could be 3.4 million of these things lying around. And there probably will be legislation that means you won't be able to put them into the landfill. So what do you do? Well, actually, it's quite interesting. There's a secondary revenue stream for battery makers here. Power storage, Mike, industrial power storage. You drop these, you drop power into these discarded batteries, and then you can feed it back out again. So think solar power going in there, or power them up when the power is cheap, and then you use it to support power usage when the cost is high. So think data centers, think street lighting. Toyota's looking at using them to help power 7-Eleven stores. So you stick the solar panels on the top, feed it into the old EV batteries, and then you bring it up and you keep your sugary drinks cold and you keep your pies warm. Hyundai signed an agreement with an industrial power company. Could be amazing. It's Tesla, though. Tesla fully recycles them. They're not into this.
Good on you. Now, what are the numbers for Friday?
24,215 on the Dow, up 98. That's about 0.4%. 2713 on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ, 7489. They're up 44. FTSE 100, relatively unchanged overnight, 7615. The Nikkei, also very little change, 22270. Shanghai Composite now 22% off the highs of the year there, Mike. 2786 on the Shanghai Composite. The ASX 200, 6215, they're up 20. We barely moved yesterday. The NZX 50 closing at 8998. As I said, Kiwi dollar quite a bit lower, 0.6759 against the US, 0.9186 against the Aussie, 0.5836 against the Euro, 0.5164 against the pound, 74.63 yen. Gold, $1,247. Brent crude, $77.63.
You've had a brilliant week, Mike. Have a harp day. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth. He and a team at jmiwealth.co.nz back Monday.